Good Sunday morning. This is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. It's just me and an hour and 40 minutes of yapping around, you know, about just the most sarcastic things I can think of or I can find on local and international media platforms. And believe me, we have a lot. Now, today I decided to start with something that I like the most, and that's food. So we're going to talk a little bit about food, and then we get to what's going on in this country. We have a lot of things going on. Oh, the 2026-2027 financial year. So the national budget is going to be unveiled on Thursday. So looking forward to that one. See how much, you know, different ministries are going to get, you know, education, health, agriculture, forestry, all that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And how much, you know, the SOEs are going to get, and it's just start applying for, you know, stuff, you know, writing proposals and stuff. Don't you just love Namibia? I mean, it's beautiful. Yeah, but before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about food. I know it's it's a Sunday, so, you know, it's Kapana Day. For those that are more familiar with single quarter, if you live in Windhoek and you are not familiar with single quarter, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Ministers are aware that single quarter is there. But our late president, Pagi, was there. You know, decided to go there, you know, just to chill for a couple of hours, then started giving us chilling advice. So, like, Your Excellency, relax, relax. How to run a country? You can tell us how to do that. But chilling? Oh, no. We have that part figured. We have that part figured out. I'm just swapping my letters here. So 12 minutes into the hour of 11, let's start with the theme song, and then we get to, then we get to talking about why I really appreciate my life, and what I mean by that is I'm not very fancy when it comes like okay. First of all, for obvious reasons, one, I'm too broke to be fancy. Two, I just don't get the point though. When it comes to electronics, oh no, I go all out. We're talking, you know, computers, cell phones, headphones, desktop. Oh no, I love the highest of the high end. But clothes and food, I don't get it. I swear, I don't get it. $400 for a spoon of fish eggs. Are you nuts? But it turns out that's the world we live in. That's caviar, by the way. The high end. The high-end caviar turns out will cost you $400 U.S. dollars. Multiply that by somewhere around 17, $6,800. That food better come with the Holy Spirit and immortality, because if it's not, then yeah, no, thank you. So it's safe to say that more often, especially when it comes to our social lives, 90% of the things that we do it for aesthetics. Like 90% of the times we do the things we do for aesthetics. That's it. I'll give you an example. If you look at most cars today, including, most engine cars today and the way that they sound, ooh, it's zhoosh through. Mwah, just delicious. Now, the way that, have you listened to the, to the engine of, Lamborghini, let's go with Aventador, or Nissan Skyline, R34. Awesome. Supra. Ooh, okay, just beautiful. But the thing is, simple science will teach you that, when you put fuel in your car, you know, there is no such thing as 100% efficiency in science. It's just impossible. It's like, 100% efficiency is to science what no one is perfect is to people. No one is perfect. That's people. In science, no machine is 100% efficient. So that means, whatever energy that you put in a machine, not all of it is used for that specific intended purpose. When you're fueling your car, for example, the end goal is for you to move your car, for you to drive your car from point A to point B. But not all that fuel is used for moving. Some of it is converted into some unintended, energy conversions that you can't prevent. Like, some of it is converted to heat, some of it is converted to sound. That means the louder the sound you make, the more fuel you're wasting. But everyone has that, you know, that vrupa stuck to, you know, just tune up their car to make that vrupa sound. And the more vrupa you make, especially when you're reading it multiple times to show off, to show off that sound, the more fuel it's consuming. But you know what? We don't care because, well, it's making people look at you and go like, that's the man. That's all we care about, you know, the emotional energy that we feed from it and go like, see how those girls were smiling. See, I'm the man. At the end of the day, you are spending $1,000 to refill that tank, but well, it's worth it. That's us in a nutshell. Very unreasonable when you look at us that way. And, the same goes for food. $40 for a cup of water. You could just drink water at home. But no. You're just, you know, sitting in a hotel. You're just sitting in the pantry there, in a vanny, and you're going, oh, can I have some water, please? $50. Can I have this and this and this? Altogether, $800. You don't care. Why? Because when people are walking past that see-through glass, and they're seeing that, you see, behind the, inside the van, behind this glass wall, is a guy. His name is Helmut. He's seated at a table on a computer, pretending to work on something very important. No, he's not. He's just writing jokes. Well, when people see, I saw that guy at Havani. I saw that guy at Hilton. I saw that guy at Marigold. That feels awesome. So at this point, we can admit it's more about feeling than anything, right? Really. Like, it's more feeling than anything. I know a lot of people that are very muscular, that go to the gym, that would gladly run away from a fight. Why? It's because they don't go to the gym to get in fights. They do that because every time they're taking IG pictures, or when they're wearing their, you know, their tank tops and walking around in them. Those are tank tops, right? You can just see the muscles. Yeah. And people go like, man, that guy must be tough. Nope, he's not. When the lady's like, that guy must be awesome in bed. Yeah, well, get yourself a broke, slim guy. You're welcome. Now, here's the thing. Okay, now that we're talking about this whole being terrible in bed, whose brilliant idea was it to come up with male gynecologists? That question I don't think I'll be able to understand that question. So at which point as a guy did he just say, you know what, I want to be a doctor? Of all the specialties in the field of medicine, you went like, ears, no, teeth, no, eyes, no. There's something, I just can't put my finger on it. Music, please. I think in the creative sector, guys, just invest in the creative sector. The creative sector will create the utmost, sometimes very pointless employment. You know, some guy made money in this song. All he had to do, he just said one job, one, just one, not two, not three, four, five, 100, just one. He had one job, just to sit in front of a mic, and in the middle of every verse, from the main artist, his job is to say, that's it. Hey, employment created, you're welcome. And you all are investing in mining. People are useless. Mm-hmm.
mayana Apostle was in the Yokore Roki Nashi war mine, Nashi war lelaria Ebolo.
And oh, there's another one. There, that guy that saying, eh, eh, eh. There, employment created. Again, you're welcome. Welcome back from that rescue break. I like to call them rescue breaks because sometimes my mind just runs wild. So, gynecologist. So, where was I? Now, it's a good thing I'm terrible at practical things, like that's what's required in the world of medicine. So, because I'm just sitting here going like... What if you are a gynecologist and then you become terrible in bed? That's difficult to explain to your wife or girlfriend. Like, you literally studied this thing like 7 years in school. 7 years. You spent 7 years in school to study your way around this and you're terrible to just get out of here. So let's talk about food. I'm not helping my case, am I? Okay, serious now. Serious. And mind the gap. Yeah, right. Let's talk about luxury types of food. Now, back to the beginning of my show when I said that more often when we do things as a species, human beings, we do it for aesthetics. 90% of the things that we do it because it makes us feel awesome. It's the feel that we draw from it. all the, you know, all the fancy cars and fancy clothes and fancy food, we have to understand none of it would make sense if no one was there to see you drive that fancy car, if no one was there to see you eat that fancy food, if no one was there to see you wearing that, you know, that fancy outfit. If you were just on a solo island somewhere, you'd put on pretty much anything. You wouldn't mind walking around while commando. But it feels awesome to be looked at in a different light. That good feeling we all aspire and desire. Aspire to have that feeling. It's the motivation behind all our hard works. Which is why I totally agree with Dave Chappelle when he said, he starts his point like this, that I know we are going to differ on this, but, now, he says this about men, but I think it's all of us. The argument, the argument that Dave Chappelle makes is that, men don't like things. Okay, the point he's making, the point he tries to make is, men like things that helps them get women. If you are gay, get out of this. You are not part of this category. Men like things that helps them get women. So, that is a very contentious debate. You can get in a one heck of a debate for that, but ask yourself one question. If you give, just take any straight guy right now, give them millions and millions of dollars. Forget them. Yeah, give them millions of dollars. Give them a fancy car. What's the first thing that's gonna come to their mind? Show it off to women. Give them a yacht. That yacht is gonna be, you know, is gonna be crawling with women in their bikinis. It's champagne, yachts, and women. Like, everything will be to please that girl or that girl or those girls. That's it. We are very primitive. We call ourselves somewhat advanced, advanced civilization compared to our ancestors a couple of civilizations ago. But the reality is, at our very foundation, the animal instinct always pops up from time to time. Bottom line, everything is going to boil down to reproduction. Fancy wedding, reproduction. Fancy house, reproduction. Ah, no, we're just getting laid. Aha, that's stage one of reproduction. Oh, no, it's not reproduction, isn't it? That's why you have unexpected pregnancy. Because you keep separating, intimacy from the consequences, positive or negative, depending on whether it's intended or unintended, consequences, pregnancy. But if you just understand that the way nature works is, nature doesn't care about your feelings. What nature cares is if you act this way, these are going to be the consequences. It's very clear. Black and white. If you climb a tree and the branch breaks, it doesn't matter if you are His Excellency, Her Excellency, His Holiness, the Pope. If that branch breaks, gravity is going to make you hug the ground at 10 meters a second. That's the value of initial velocity, right? Haven't done science in a while. So, bottom line, and I have run into ladies that like to say, you know what, I just dress for me. Right. You just dress for you? If that is true, ladies, just hear me out. I'm here to basically compound Dave Chappelle's, debate about men. I think women, also in that category, all of us, I only dress for me when I go out. I just remember. Oh, really? I have female friends. I have met them at home. They look like those characters in Wrong Turn. Meet them outside. Selena Gomez. Meet them at home. Just show up uninvited. Wrong Turn. Actually, that's a superpower. That's shape-shifting.
Goeie nuus, Embed nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Embed te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back, Afrikaans, Afrikaans, Imba, teken vandag, kies vandag, Afrikaans, Afrikaans, Dwight Imba. Moving on, the time is 30 past the hour of 11 or 30 minutes to the hour of 12. And if you just tuned in, this is a comedy show. This is Helmut on Eagle FM and this is Mind the Gap. You're welcome and thank you for tuning in. And just relax. I'll do the talking. Might literally get paid to do exactly that. Throw in a couple of sarcasm. Actually, that's the primary essence behind my Saturday show. Monday to Friday, that one, is 90% of stuff that used to make, you know, that makes a lot of people laugh from Monday to Friday, that stuff just pops out. And the awesome thing is I run into my listeners all the time. And it's super comforting to know that, I'm not just, well, talking to myself the whole time. Now, let's talk about, why it doesn't make sense. Why it doesn't make sense when you look at the things that we do beyond the emotional feel we get, feel we get out of it. It's status. Really? Balenciaga sold sellotape for about $1,000. Sellotape! Balenciaga bracelet. It's sellotape! And was that last year? Kim Kardashian's fashion line, clothing line, produced some type of ladies' undergarments that came with bushy glued to the front. And they sold out. I was like, okay. You know you can just grow that, right? It turns out, no. You'd rather just buy one for, you know, I don't know, a couple of thousands of Namibian dollars, and that's swag. But who the heck is gonna see that? Jeez, people. Luxury meals that were once poor men's food. Now, this is what our poster is based on. Now, let's dive in now, shall we? Now, there's a whole list of these types of food that's mostly found in high-end restaurants today, and they are very overpriced and overvalued, and they are considered the, you know, creme de la creme in terms of financial status, or social class, type of, well, food. But were they always that way? It turns out, no. There's a whole list of it, but I just decided to pick two. Lobsters and caviar. AKA fish abortion. Yeah. Someone decided to take, fish eggs and then throw in a lot of salt and it's like, yep, that have got to be food. And it's going to cost, thousands of dollars in Namibian dollars per spoon. What? Okay. You know what? I think I'm just gonna cook pap. Thank you. Now, initially viewed as pests that ruined oceanside fishing trips, lobsters were mostly typically given to those who were debt poor. Translation, who were the brokest of the broke. This is, we're talking about 1700s, 1800s now, the early found, you know, the early days of, not the founding, colonization of what would become the United States. Now, so that's where this explainer is coming from. Initially viewed as pests, like those grasshopper type of pests that are eating your crops. Those were lobsters back then. Now, they are okay. High-end restaurant food. Now, Initially viewed as pests that ruined oceanside fishing trips, lobsters were most typically given to those who were debt poor, as well as prisoners. Prisoners, people, they ate lobsters back then. So, if you find yourself behind bars, and you are not being given lobster, don't worry. You are not missing out on anything. Because there was a time when, listen to this, most people didn't even see them as edible. People were so averse to eating lobsters that many farmers ended up, you know, buying them just to use them as fertilizer for their crops. That's how plenty they were. And they were not that important or expensive or cost. They didn't cost anything. In some states, laws had to be passed that stopped prisons from giving prisoners lobster more than twice a week, because prisoners argued it was cruel and unusual punishment. You know, what you are spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to buy today, prisoners didn't want to eat it back then. They were like, you know what? Man, seriously. Twice a week. And states passed laws. You can't feed, what, you're going to give them lobsters again? Bring up that proposal today and watch prisoners live, you know, walk around like they are outside. Oh, we ate lobster. I mean, that was cool, man. Well, back then, prisoners were like, oh, God, please, for the love of God, can we have something else? Isn't it amazing how time changes? And so, things. What was considered punishment back then is now, it was prison food back then. Now is high-end restaurant. A lot of people just don't understand how important these two fields of studies are. Psychology and public relations. These two lays the foundation for any field today. Psychology, public relations. Because they are reliant on what? Information. And now that I find myself in the information sphere, it's amazing the things you dig up. Really amazing. So, back then it was prison food. Today, it's VIP food. So, if you are as broke as I am, and you can't afford lobster, again, you are not missing out on anything. You are just, the only thing you are missing out is the swag. That's it. Not nutrition, definitely not nutrition. That's not it. Because it was unusual punishment. Now, today, a lot of people are spending a lot of money to buy something that was, once called unusual punishment for prisoners. These guys were already in prison being punished. But they looked at lobster and went like, yeah, I mean, I'm like, I didn't kill the entire planet. Why are you punishing me like this? And also one fun fact about prison, solitary confinement before it became, more like extreme punishment behind, of convicted felons. That is known today. It was more like inside the prison's rehab reflection type of program. Solitary confinement was invented and then applied to prisons for one purpose. Every time that someone who was incarcerated did something bad while they were behind bars, you put them in solitary confinement, you know, give them a Bible so that they can reflect on the things that they did over a long period of time, 10, 20, 40 days. Psychology came in and realized that that was a terrible idea. It was actually doing the opposite of what it was intended to be. Solitary confinement, human beings are not meant to be alone for an extended period of time. It drives you nuts. We are social creatures, not tigers or leopards. Which one of these guys are actually, solitary creatures? We need interaction to be sane. Take interaction away it begins to drive us delulu. I know, right? Today is punishment. Back then it was a treat. Today is punishment. And lobsters actually were, you know, flipped the script well on its head. Back then it was a punishment. Today is a treat. And then we go straight to, the oysters there, you have the quinoa, you have fagwa, goose liver. Now that one goes back to ancient Egypt. Actually, fagwa is one of the most diabolical food you can eat. Because fagwa is a type of, it's a type of a French delicacy, and how it's actually, they take geese, and then they intentionally fatten them. What they do is they shove some types of pipes in their mouth and feed them constantly so that they, to basically make them obese. Now, I think it's some type of a bird's defense mechanism. So they try to basically take all this fat from the body, and then it's all concentrated in the liver so that the bird doesn't die. So that liver, once it becomes so fat. You are basically making the bird intentionally obese at this point. So when the bird is so fat, that means the body, now this bird's body is trying its best to take away all that excess fats from the body so that it doesn't have some kind of heart issues. So all the fat is now concentrated in the liver. Then the bird is slaughtered, then they take that liver, and it costs an arm and a leg. It's a bird's defense mechanism. You're basically charging me thousands of dollars for an unhealthy liver. Again, human beings, that's us, people. That's us. Thousands of dollars for an unhealthy bird liver. Again, it's not always about rationality. It's about the aesthetics that comes with you being seen eating that. Actually, the whole thing is smaller than a fat cake. So translation, it can fit in your mouth. And you can swallow it whole. But it's breaking your wallet. Explain to me how that makes sense. Well, you can't, because it doesn't. From the inhumane treatment of the bird whose liver you're just eating, and the amount of money you're paying to eat the liver, none of it makes sense. Except when you think of it in terms of how it's making you feel, telling yourself, I'm eating fagwa. Man, I must have made it in life. Yeah, by taking a bird's life. So let's take a music break, and on the other side we'll stand now. I'm gonna talk about fish abortion, aka caviar. And I'm ruining seafood for people here. Relax, guys. It's a comedy. Just laugh. I'm just giving you look, this is history. I love history. I love politics. I like talking. I get paid to love all these things. So as you can imagine, I'm having a time of my life.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been qualified. Like boring day at the spani, Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Welcome back, and we are 10 minutes to the hour of 12, so we still have an hour and 10 minutes, or just 40 minutes of me talking about this, and then the last 30 minutes of me playing DJ, as usual, so don't worry, the routine is still stuck, so if you just tuned in, thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the laughs. So, where are we? Caviar. Now, 90% of the things we do as humans, we do it because it makes us feel good. Like when it comes to feeling good, we will do some of the most ridiculous things under the sun. If it makes us feel good, we're gonna do it anyways. That's how you explain drinking. That's how you explain smoking. That's how you explain driving at a 200 kilometers an hour in 120 kilometer speed limit road. You know, they are animals. When you get to your destination after driving at 200 kilometers an hour, it makes you feel so awesome. Until you run into a warthog and then you die. Then all of a sudden, he was so young. He should have thought of that before driving at 200 kilometers an hour. And you know, definitely his village people, I saw how his grandmother was looking at him. His grandmother was not driving. He was driving. After shots of Jägermeister, what did he expect was going to happen? It's very rational. Shots of Jägermeister, or any type of alcoholic beverage, and driving, not too good friends. Because if you combine those two and drive at a very high speed, or any speed, especially the high ones, you crash and you die. Now, when you die that way, and you are my friend, and when I show up at your funeral, I'm just there for the food. For one, well, that's on you. Look, man, and that's not me being cold. That's me giving you credit that you are smart enough. You knew what you were getting into. Because me saying that this whole thing is just some kind of cosmic retribution is calling you stupid. It's like you didn't know that 1 + 1 = 2. So, it's not me being cold. It's me saying that my man was a genius. He didn't become an engineer by accident. He knew that drinking and driving are not two good things. When you combine them, your car crashes and you die. He knew that. And he weighed the options and he was okay with it. So, let's just appreciate the fact that, well, he's dead, but at least he managed to clock 200 kilometers an hour. Now, can we just enjoy the food and bury the guy and move on? Now you know why I don't have a lot of friends. Because thinking is all I do. Okay, not all. So, caviar. Caviar is a rich person's food these days. In fact, just an ounce of the most, that's just a couple of, grams. Just an ounce of the most expensive kind of caviar can run upwards of $400. Wow. Mind multiplying that by 16? This is unbelievable. Make it 17. 6,800 bucks. Yeah. That's about 6 months of my food budget. 5-6 months of my food budget. That's because I live alone. Throw in a family, that's, I don't know, 2 months for the whole family. And someone is sitting in a restaurant, yo, to just eat that. I want to make that much money that I can eat someone's salary in a sitting, in a restaurant. Like, that's how much money I want to make. You know. I want to walk around with someone's annual salary on my, on my wrist in a form of a watch, you know, so I can tell time. This is something that is also on my phone, by the way, for a fraction of the price. Again, when it comes to feeling good, human beings have been known to do the most ridiculous things, sometimes, unfortunately, borderline diabolical, aka the Epstein Files. A.K.A. the tourist snipers in Sarajevo in the 1980s. These guys were paying millions of dollars to just go and snipe civilians. So they can just draw some kind of, I don't know, emotional feelings, or at that point, it's not even about feeling good. That's witchcraft 101. This point, I'm gonna go with the blood sacrifice conspiracy. Because that's the only one that makes sense. Outside of that, nope. And if you enjoy shooting others for fun, I recommend, you know, this is just at the top of my head. You could just shoot yourself, you know, in the foot. Although, the head would be nice. Like, so. But before it started costing 8,000, you know, 6,000-7,000 per spoon, just what was caviar before it became what it is known today? Well, if you rewind the clock back 100 years or so, things were quite different. Russian bars had an overstock of caviar, and it was so commonplace that they would give it away for free in sandwiches. You have a whole sandwich of it for free back then. Today, a spoon is over $1,000. Can you imagine how much you're gonna need to cover the whole sandwich? Depending on how many layers you like your sandwich. Because, well, believe me, you don't wanna see my sandwich. Now, since caviar is salty, this is the reason why those bars used to give it in sandwiches for free. It wasn't free. There was a hidden cost. Since caviar is salty, the sandwiches would make bar patrons thirsty, which in turn increased sales. See, you just walk into a bar and it's like, well, here's caviar free. I mean, it's on the house. But the thing is, salt is going to need dilution. So it's going to need a lot of water to try and dilute itself. And that water is going to come from what? Your body. And your body will be like, well, we're running out of water here. Can you drink more? And you're like, okay. And someone thought for some reason that beer was a brilliant idea. Well, guess what? Beer also has a lot of sugar. It doesn't taste like it, but it has a lot of sugar. And that sugar is also going to need, well, guess what? Water to dilute itself. So just more and more and more. Sometimes human beings, we can be so stupid. But if it makes us feel good, we don't care if it makes us look stupid. We're just gonna do it. It's about feeling good. Human beings will do anything to feel good. Which is why, when you look at it from that angle, you begin to understand why the mental health discussion is a very serious one. Because feeling good is all we want to do. Human beings, we're all wired to seek feeling good emotions, which is why we have a lot of addictions going on. You have, alcohol addiction, smoking addiction, glue addiction, prescribed medicine addiction, a porn addiction. All these things, we are in pursuit of one thing, feeling good. And we will do anything to get that high of feeling good, even if it means destroying ourselves health-wise. Man, I never thought of it like that. So feeling good is everything to us. I know, it's very easy to say, not me. We all have one thing that we pursue to drive feeling good from it. And I know he's a player. He likes the praise. It feels good. And they're getting laid, of course, but mostly the praise. Next one, feel good. Is it a good thing, wrecking people's hearts? I mean, it gets you short, but, well, if that's the trade you want to do for feeling good, that's not one that I recommend. Believe me, it's not worth it. I don't want to get shot because I wanted to feel good. Nope, no. So caviar at some point was free. So something now you will appreciate this generation for, especially Gen Zs, is that there are some international statistics that are indicating that Gen Zs are drinking less and less. And you have no idea how a lot of people are actually having that discussion of Gen Z's drinking less. You would think it would all come to a unanimous consensus that, you know what, the future generation of leaders, the future generation of, of society building individuals is going to be sober and just focus on building a society. Not everyone is looking at it from that perspective. A lot of people are looking at it from the angle of, oh my God, alcohol factory workers are going to lose their jobs if these guys stop drinking. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you people? So on one side you have don't drink and drive sign, which is a good sign. It's a good sign. And on the other, you want people to drink and show up to work sober and not leave work early on Friday so that they can start their weekend. It seems to me like you like drama at this point. You just like drama. So, music and, just wrap everything up so I can just go straight to playing DJ. Welcome back. We continue now. Let's just use the remaining 13 minutes to talk about what Paul meant when he said the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, the love of money. Read your Bible, Christians. We walk around as Namibians telling ourselves, you know what, we are predominantly Christian society, but wherever I turn, that book, is that in it's either in 1st or 2nd Timothy. It doesn't say money is bad. No. It just read it for the love of God. It's not money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. Waking up to go to work and we grind and then you get money. That's not a bad thing. That money is fine. You selling children to Jeffrey Epstein to make money. That level of loving money is what Paul was talking about. You're welcome. Now, you are listening to someone whose uncle was a pastor, father was a pastor, was. Now, still have one uncle who's a pastor, so I know my way around the good book. In theory, in practice, yeah, right. moving on. Gen Z is a less drunken generation. This is according to Psychology Today. They my go-to psychology magazine based in the US. Gen Z is a less drunken generation. How is that bad? Well, here's the. There's plenty of people who will start out 2010. Now this is from late last year. There's plenty of people who will start out 2026 participating in Dry January, i.e., abstaining from alcohol until the 31st. Now, last month, obviously, with the start of the challenge, inevitably comes an article including lamenting Gen Z's decision to forgo alcohol on a regular basis. Multiple studies show that a Generation Z, aka Gen Z, those born from 1997 to 2012 is drinking less than the previous generation, millennials. That's us, guys. That's us. I mean, we're good at this. Not me, absolutely not. The reasons are plentiful, from health concerns to financial to the legalization of marijuana, and this is based obviously in the US there, because there are some states where marijuana smoking is legal. Now, but you wouldn't know from the breathless deadlines calling Gen Z's basic survival instincts a threat to American economy. Some alcohol makers decided to look at Gen Z deciding to drink less as a threat to their economy. Huh? Wow. It's like having a family member who decides to go sober and you yell at them for making your local bar lose a customer. How selfish are you? You can't just stop drinking. Don't you know there are not a lot of people that drink in this village? Now that you are not drinking, this village have lost one customer. That's an argument you're gonna make? Well, it turns out that argument is not just being made in the US. That argument is being made in a lot of developed countries, especially, even in Europe, especially France. Well, if you look at places like Bordeaux, for example, in France, is the wine capital of the world. It's like Bordeaux is to wine what Vegas is to gambling, and that's what Africa is to borrowing money. This equivalent, pretty much the same. Young people decided they were going to be sober. Adults who have been telling those young people to stay in school and don't do alcohol and drugs are now worried that they are gonna lose their jobs. Wow. Really? So you're at home telling your kids, don't drink. And you are there writing an article saying, you know what, this generation is drinking less. I mean, their people are gonna lose it. Well, find another business. Jeez. Now, Then someone, I mean, the whole article went, I mean, goes into numbers and they're doing a bunch of comparison and statistics, which is just none of my business. I just went straight to the bottom of the article where they're talking about making healthy decision is in an economic crisis. Now that's a critic that just decided to, no, actually that's a rational, not a critic. That's a rational person that decided to respond to this whole nonsense of, young people are drinking less, therefore, we're gonna sell less alcohol and less, we're gonna make less revenue for those already rich, filthy rich shareholders of these multinational companies that are producing this beer. Which is nuts! So, we're still in psychology today. The only people who are upset about Gen Z participating in Dry January are those liquor companies losing money and people who don't know how to mind their own business. Thank you. A lot of multinational companies, at this point we can all agree that a lot of these multinational companies have shareholders that are already richer than they have to be. So, let young people not drink, for the love of God. I can't believe this is coming from a comedian. You have economists that agree. If you look at the numbers, what numbers? Well, kids want to be sober. Let them be sober. Isn't that what we all agreed we're going to do? That kids want to be sober, let them be sober. But now that they are deciding to be sober, we're telling them, you guys are not drinking enough. Huh? At this point, they go. It's like being a kid caught in the middle of a divorce. Your mother is telling you your father is the bad guy. Your father is telling you the mother. Your mother is the bad guy. Now you're like, which one of you guys is a good guy actually? Because you're all telling the same lie. So by that fact, you're bad guys, both of you, because you're both lying to me. Drinking. It's outrageous that anyone could consider it a bad thing for someone to make a decision to improve their life by making a highly personable choice to quit drinking. So when we say stay in school and don't drink, and don't drink and drive, we don't really mean that, do we? I mean, very soon car manufacturers are going to start supporting that and they'll start going, we're not making enough sales right now because, well, now that everyone is sober, they are driving more carefully, so there are not enough car accidents. Therefore, because cars are not crashing as much as they were when everyone was drinking, we're losing sales. So that means if Talibans and all those terrorist organizations that use, we know which brand of cars, if they were all, if they started being nice, less of those cars would be blown up. And that means they wouldn't need to buy or procure cars all the time. That means the manufacturers would start going, when is another war going to happen? Because Paul, well, we build our cars to last forever, and therefore, these guys are not at war anymore, so less of our cars are getting blown over, so these guys they don't have any need to procure more cars as frequent as they used to be when they were living in a war zone. Turns out that's a bad thing. Really? Now, the Dry January is just one one reason, basically. It's just one reason why people decide to, I was drinking the whole November and December, so I'm just going to be sober and see if I can just, hit the ground running when it comes to putting together my programs and plans for the year. That is a good thing for some people, and it's a bad thing for others. So before you start saying, you know what, these people don't agree with me, no one is going to agree with everything you say. Someone will always, no matter how good something you are going to say, no matter how good the plan you are going to come up with, someone will always disagree. Case in point, young people decide not to drink, adults decide you guys are going to make us lose our jobs. Now, you'd think these adults are going to say, that's an excellent choice. There are those that are going, that's an excellent choice. You are listening to one of them. And there are those that are saying, that's a terrible choice because it will make us lose money. Now, mind you, one of the reasons why these young people are deciding not to drink is because the cost of living is insanely high. Now, why do we have a cost of living crisis? Again, not young people. They are not responsible for that. They're just paying the consequences for the actions of their elders. There are a few elders at the top of these multinational companies you call shareholders. They have this insatiable appetite for money. They always want an increment on their already sky-high dividends. Because of that, that feeds inflation, which feeds cost of living, which may then makes young people and basically everyone on the receiving end of this economic spectrum suffer at the end. At the end of the day, these are the very same people that are saying, no, we have made a lot of money right now. I mean, we have houses in pretty much every continent, and we are not flying, we're flying private, but we still want to make more. Therefore, you guys should just keep drinking. Those are the adults telling young people how to live. And those are the same adults that are saying, well, young people, take care of yourself. You are the leaders of tomorrow. What? Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's any any number of prayers that can basically solve that problem. Nope, that's not gonna cut it.
In your arms, I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how. I'll never see that day. 'Cause I'm keeping you forever.
Cause I'm
23 past the hour of Do You Believe in Love? Yeah, right now, not much. 23 past the hour of 12, if you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap Comedy with Helmed on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 12. And let's just wrap everything up so that I can just go straight to DJ. After looking at the history of just two different types of what is considered today as a high-end creme de la creme social class type of food, that's lobster and caviar, I've come to learn that for human beings, feelings are everything. Feelings are everything. That's actually explains why, you know, things like the loss of a loved one, or divorce, or, you know, being not considered as, as you belong, or breakup and things like that. It actually makes sense why, why it hurts. And that's because human beings, we like to say that women are emotional, but bottom line is we are all emotional. It's just that women are very good at displaying the fact that they are emotional. Men, we are not very good at showing that we are emotional, which is why we rule the suicide statistics. And the irony of suicide statistics is women attempt suicide more than men. But men still top the chart when it comes to suicide, because when women attempt suicide, they are more, statistics indicate they take less brutal way of doing it. But when men decide to do it, they pick the most brutal way of doing it, which is why they barely survive it. So if you take, just one incident that took place, I think earlier this month, or was it that, somewhere late in January, this one just took place like three houses from where I stay, I think the gentleman was a police officer who had a dispute at home, and then ended up, using his service pistol, I believe, on his partner. Last time I checked up, the story was that she was fighting for her life in a hospital. But he didn't survive, the shot that he turned on himself. That one was just one fatal. When the emergency responders showed up at the house, they took a woman who was fighting for her life. That's not how she wanted to spend that evening, obviously. Now, for him, they collected a dead body. Like, we are just terrible at dealing with emotions. And then compound that with society's be strong, be a man. That doesn't help either. So, feelings for human beings are everything. When we dress, that's because it makes us feel, we want to dress good because it makes us feel good. We want to eat good because it makes us feel good. We want to, be in certain positions because, makes us feel good. I think it was Pope John Paul III that said, a job is more than he said a job is more than just an exchange of, it's more than just an exchange of labor for money. And I can't really find the direct quote of that from Pope John Paul III, or is it Pope John Paul III? I believe so. I got that quote from Chris Hedges, the American journalist. He's the one that tries to explain that when he's talking about the decline of the American economy and why corporatism and capitalism is basically has reached its predatory level where it's eating its own source to the point where it's beginning to starve itself. So you work hard to get to a certain position because that position is going to give you a certain level of perception from people. You're a CEO. That just those three letters will give you a whole different working style. He's a principal. He's a minister. He's a HOD. It feels good. So, we all are very emotional. Not just women. We all are just very emotional. I think we like to say, and I'm not a psychologist, just a comedian here. I think we like to say women are more emotional, and women are more often perceived that way because they display their emotions. We are considered not as emotional as women are, as men, but we are. We are just very good at bearing it. That's combining nature and society's influence. I know. So, and when you look at music influence emotions. Poems influence, emotions. And if you look at things like rage bait, if women are the only emotional people on the planet, only women would be falling for rage bait content on social media. But we all fall for it. Why? Because if you find something controversial on social media, we all get pissed. Well, I thought women were the only one who were more emotional. You know, and we're supposed to be, strong. No? We all get pissed when we run into rage bait content. Why? Because that's a very normal emotional response. The human beings, especially my gender, we are more emotional than we're willing to admit. But then again, we live in a society where admitting to be emotional as a guy is considered a weakness. So we bury it. And then wake up one day, actually no waking up, until one day we end up being buried because we buried our emotions for an extended period of time. And make it worse. When you become vulnerable and basically expose your weaknesses to someone, you find it on social media. Oh no. When you do it like that. So if you have shared some of the deepest parts of your life with someone and you are not reading about it on social media, I don't care how bad things ended with that person. I would respect them. Because that level of maturity is very rare. For a lot of people, you make them angry once they take everything to social media. And they start creating content on it. You know, this person, we met like this, it was all nice. And people on social media like that crap. Now they'll be too invested. Now, who was the bad guy? Who was the good guy? And then they all have just started their own mini series. Again, human beings, we are all emotional. Women are good at displaying it. Men are terrible at displaying it. And we can see this. We can see the consequences of being terrible at displaying it. It's being displayed. It's either you display it socially, or it begins to display in suicide statistics. Now, if you ask me, the lack of emotional display in my gender is manifesting itself in suicide statistics. And that's actually not a good thing. Now, DJ time. Do you believe in love? I will give it a couple of months.
Crazy it could be, paper babies talk. Take it easy when you would leave. I swear I can't breathe. You really care, baby. Baby, won't die. You're on the side. My only desire, I could take it as an angel. It's a madness in tea, cause you make me feel. Darling, darling, if you touch me one more time, I might lose my mind. Hope is too much here. Can we go slowly? Cause I can't take it.
Ah. Look, sometimes I'm really fighting my way to go to heaven, or to be a nice person, or to be serious, which, as a comedian, believe me, it's not easy. But you people just keep making it worse. Just listen to this song.
MC Baba, ubulele banani. Ubulele banani. Ubulele banani. Ubulele banani. Ubulele banani.
Look, you don't have any reason to be begging for dollars at the robots. You have no excuse at all, especially if you are speaking fluent English. That is MC Baba, a rapper who, as you can tell by now, that he's deaf. A rapper, he's deaf from DRC. There he is. You and your fluent English and Afrikaans, hear me, dollar me, bro. Really? That's the best you can do? Ah, get out of here, man.
Michel Djama, Dorian Péa Dignitaire.
Yep. And the title of the song is Aye. My man. Now that I respect. My brother, I haven't eaten since. You are even respecting, you know, the English grammar, past tense, present tense, you know, all this. What is wrong with you? I have a feeling I'm going to need bodyguards because of my mouth. I need to make more money so I can afford bodyguards because, yeah. 25 minutes left to the hour of, 25 minutes left to the hour of, to the hour of one. So, this is my DJ time, so let me just go back to high school memory wise now. Shall I?
Busy day. job is to keep my baby smiling.
So you can just chill and clear your head and let me do everything for you, cause you deserve it. Prepare your meal and make your bed. We'll get to smooth places with you, cause you are so worth it. I just want us to go.
Ekon fits Lionel Richie. Ekon fits Lionel Richie. Just go. I just want us to go. So far in the sea where nobody can find us. I think I'm a little too black for that. Because if you ask me, that sounds a little bit like being lost. So, I love you, but no. We're not doing that. We're not. Flawless victory. Is it? No. I promised music, sorry.
There's something about the way you smile. My whole world stands still for a while. I think my future has begun. Why? Cause darling, I think I found the one. Oh, maybe there's no, maybe I know there's no other one for me. And would you be my lady? Cause you're the only one I see. I'm in love, so in love. Oh, I sent from above. Oh, so I'm in love. Yeah. Get tired of your voice when you call my name. So mama, I made the perfect choice. Oh, maybe there's no, maybe I know that you're the one for me. And would you be my lady? Cause you're the only. Find you, but now my search is over. I'll do anything for you, my lover. I'll be the one to hold you. I'll be your man, your soldier. I'll be everything you need and even more.
us.
Hey, Francine Ngela, coming to you straight from Windhoek Eagle FM studio on Mind the Gap with Helmut.
Ngela.
Just give him a minute. Give him. He's gonna start singing. He's gonna start singing. Just a couple of then he'll get to the words. Just sing it then. See, told you he's gonna get to the words.
I'm so getting killed tomorrow.
Was Francine Ngela with ha, 11 minutes to the hour of one. I still have a whole playlist here, but just not in. It's never enough time to play DJ, but playing DJ is just the peripheral of my show, like, you know, making fun of people, basically everyone. That's the primary part of what I'm basically here to do on Eagle FM. Actually, I get paid to yep than to play DJ, so something basically keep in mind before you tune into. Oh, it's Friday. No, it's Sunday, actually. Okay, it's weekend, so focus on weekend music.
From the very, very first time that my body jammed you, girl, I mean, I because you smell nice for the type of eyes you get.
Whatever the case, baby,
make it don't.
I don't care. Whatever it is, I don't care. It's just, you know, the way you make me feel, huh? I can't explain them, but, will I see you again, please?
You got a hold on me, the girl of my dreams, so soggy. Baby, not even possible to see you again. Sunday shine.
Employment creation. One guy in this song just had one job. His job is to just to say, hello, hello, hello. Again, invest in the creative sector. The employment opportunities are limitless. Like, you don't need a PhD to walk in the studio to say, hello, hello. That's it.
Rain the fall, wind the blow, girl, I think of you. Weather for two, baby, where are you? Can't you see the way that I'm missing you? You're making me the fumble, I lose my mind. Tell me how to make you realize. So now you be the reason when it's strong, man, they do totally. Yeah. Baby, waiting be the thing where you put for my body. Yeah. That thing where they officially make me misbehave. Baby, waiting be the thing where you put for my system.
Welcome back in 5 minutes. So wrapping up time. So for those of you that are late to the show, don't worry. You can find it on the Eagle FM. You can download the app and it will just be in under podcast. You can find it anytime tomorrow, sometimes tomorrow. Sometimes tomorrow, obviously. All you just need is download the app. And you can find a lot of other podcasts from the previous shows if you like the humor and if you have a sense of humor and you just want to laugh. Don't worry. I'm here for you. All you just have to do is download the app. You don't have to worry about paying. I mean, I would love you to pay me, but lucky for you, Eagle FM is already doing that. So you're in safe hands. Now, wrapping it up. Isn't it amazing how things change? That in the early days of the founding of what is said today known as the United States, what is considered high-end type, you know, high restaurant food today, aka lobster, was used as fertilizer by farmers. It was collected for free. And it was fed to prisoners so much, to prisoners. Prisoners decided to go, you know what, this is, at this point, this is not feeding, this is punishment. Laws were passed in some state prohibiting prisoners, prisons, detention centers and all these confinement facilities. They were forbidden by law to feed lobsters, people. I don't think you understand what that means. If you have seen the price of lobster, laws had to be passed to tell prisons not to feed lobsters to prisoners more than twice a week because it was considered unusual punishment. Punishment. There was a time when it was punishment to feed someone lobster. Now people are breaking their wallets to eat them at high-end restaurants. And caviar was given for free in Russian bars on sandwich. Now it's $6,000, I don't know how many grams is an ounce. $6,000. Yeah, nah, man. Mm-mm. But yeah, things change. Turns out. And also solitary confinement was a rehabilitation method, back in the days. And now it's punishment. That's, things change a lot. And oh, by the way, pink was a boy's color and blue was a girl's color. Somewhere in the 1950s and 60s, some guy in the textile industry decided to flip the script. Now it's the opposite. Pink is associated with females and blue is associated with males. Things change. High heels were initially made for men. I know. Now, if you wear high heels as a guy, everyone screams, LGBTQ. But it turns out, heels were made for men. Until I have a sneaky suspicion one woman wore them, and then my gender, they were walking away. The woman was wearing heels, was walking away, and my gender was like, huh. Didn't they just enjoy that view? Oh, yeah. Give them the shoes. Today, high heels associated with you, women. Because when they put them on and they walk, hallelujah, gives you hope to live on another day as a guy. Yes, a straight guy. I don't know what gets gay guys humming, but as a straight guy, I can give you a whole list. Whole list. But their time is Ian Ear, Baby Cop, 1 o'clock on the head. That makes sense in Timbuktu. 1 o'clock, Pamtui. Because 1 o'clock is, the day is supposed to be like at the center of the sky relative to where you are, especially if you're in southern, you know, if you're in southern Africa. If you're in northern part, if you're in the northern hemisphere, that expression is kind of difficult to use. So, 1 o'clock, pamutui, eish, yenir, on the head doesn't make sense. Baby cop still doesn't make sense. It's much catchier in the book. That brings us to the end of today's Mind the Gap. Until next week, same time, same place, on Eagle FM. Thank you for tuning in.